This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 5 Pentecost Tuesday. First posted June 17, 2008. Jeremiah 28:5-9. Jeremiah and Hanania, paraphrase. Jeremiah had prophesied, in Jeremiah 25:12, that the Lord would exile Judah and Babylon for 70 years, and then would bring them back to their promised land. In August, 594b.c.com, the superscript 1 Hanania, a prophet, confronted Jeremiah in the temple and prophesied that in 2 years the Lord would bring back the exiles and the vessels of the temple that had been carried off to Babylon, Chaldee, by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Jeremiah 28:3-4. Jeremiah replied to Hanania in the presence of the priests and all the people were in the temple, saying, Amen. So be it. Jeremiah said he hoped that the Lord would do as Hanania had prophesied, but he warned Hanania, and all who were present, that throughout history prophets had prophesied wars, famines and plagues against many great lands and peoples. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when his prophecy is fulfilled it will be apparent that the Lord has sent that prophet. Commentary: The Babylonians had started carrying off princes and the temple vessels in 606b.c.superscript 3 and 598b.c.superscript 3. They carried off the nobles, warriors and artisans, leaving only the poor and weak. In 588 to 586b.c. (4), there was another general deportation. Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed, and the rest of the sacred temple vessels were carried off. The 70 years of the exile is commonly calculated from the destruction of Solomon's, the first, temple in 587b.c. (4) to the rededication of the temple, the second temple, in 517b.c. (3). Jeremiah was called by God to proclaim God's word of warning to Judah, the kingdom of the 2 tribes, the remnant of Israel. The northern kingdom of the 10 tribes had ceased to exist after the conquest and fall of Samaria to the Assyrians in 722 over 721b.c. (5). Judah refused to learn from example to avoid the consequences of idolatry and disobedience of God's word which had come upon the northern kingdom. Judah could have avoided exile if they had heeded Jeremiah's prophecy and had repented and returned to obedient trust in God's word, right up to the fall of Jerusalem to Nebuchadnezzar. Jeremiah's prophecy of 70 years of exile in Babylon was made about 605b.c. (2). The time of the fulfillment of that prophecy was drawing near, but there was still time to repent and avoid it. Hanania claimed to know and proclaim God's word, but he was telling the people what they wanted to hear and which would comfort and lull them, so that they would not realize the consequences of their sin and repent. Jeremiah warned the leaders, priests and the people that the test of authentic prophecy is its fulfillment, compared to Deuteronomy 18:21-22. The problem is that by the time the people learned that Hanania was not speaking God's word they would already be in exile in Babylon with 68 years to go, a virtual life sentence for adults at the time of the deportation. God's word is eternally true, and is fulfilled over and over as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. The people of the northern kingdom didn't listen to God's word proclaimed by God's prophets and they suffered the consequences. Judah didn't learn from their example, and didn't heed Jeremiah's proclamation of God's word, and suffered similar consequences. A remnant of Judah returned as God had promised, but it was a new remnant, born in Babylon. Israel had forgotten the biblical lessons of the fall of the northern kingdom and the exile of Judah, and were unprepared for the coming of the promised and awaited Messiah. As a result, Jerusalem and the temple were again destroyed, in 70 AD by the Romans. The Jews were scattered throughout the world and ceased to exist as a nation until they began to return after World War II. The temple has never been rebuilt. Judaism effectively ended at the cross of Jesus Christ, when the temple curtain was torn in two, and with the destruction of the temple, which effectively ended the old covenant of law and the provision for sacrifice for forgiveness of sin. The history of God's dealing with Israel has been recorded in the Bible for our instruction, 1 Corinthians 10:6, 11. The Bible isn't outdated. In many ways America, and the church in America, are in a very similar situation today as Israel and Judaism at the time of Jesus' first coming. America is the new Israel, the new promised land, and the church is the new Jerusalem, the new city of God, and the new people of God on earth. In many instances, we have pursued idolatry, the love of anything or anyone more than God, and have turned away from obedience to God's word, the definition of sin. Wealth, power, success, pleasure, career, home, and family are a few modern idols. In too many instances there are prophets like Hanania who claim to know and proclaim God's word, but who are telling people what the people want to hear. Two modern examples of false teaching are cheap grace, 6, and salvation by works, doing good deeds, see false teachings, sidebar, top right. God's word contains both wonderful promises and ominous warnings. If we trust and obey God's word, we get the promises. Those who refuse to hear and obey God's word will receive the consequences the warnings were designed to help us avoid. We need to hear and proclaim the full gospel, not just the parts that make ourselves and our hearers feel good. Many people are shopping for nominal churches, which teach what they want to hear, and many self-proclaimed churches are offering seeker-friendly programs to appeal to those seekers. Are we seeking churches that fully and accurately proclaim God's word, or churches which offer the best deal on salvation? There are only two ways to know for sure who is proclaiming the authentic word of God, and who is offering false security. One is to pick what you like and find out on the day of judgment that you're in the Babylon of hell for eternity. The other way is to read the Bible fully, at least once and daily, seeking God's help and guidance in understanding and applying it one day at a time. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14. Superscript 1. The Oxford Annotated Bible, Revised Standard Version, Education by Herbert G. May and Bruce M. Metzger, Jeremiah 28:1-17 and page 949, New York, Oxford University Press, 1962. Superscript 2. Ibid, Jeremiah 25:1-14 and p.945. Superscript 3. Exile, Easton's Bible Dictionary, Digital Module, Bibli.Database Freeware, See Free Digital Bible Study Tools, sidebar top right. Feuerdmann's Dictionary of the Bible, David Noel Friedman, Exile, page 439, William B. Eerdmans Publishing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 2000, ISBN 08020-2405-5. Samaria, comma, double quote, page dot 1158-6c, The Cost of Discipleship, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Collier Books, Macmillan Publishing Company, NY 1963, ISBN 00208385006.